don't want your dad.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's hard everyone.
Thank you. Also,
what's your opinion things about my husband? He's beautiful husband.
About
handsome? Yes.
Yeah, he seems to be. Yeah. I think Iran is a great country for traveling. You have high mountains with the snow, you have desert, you have two seas and jungle.
Jungle, yes.
Everything at the same time. And towns, nice towns. And also, yeah, many nice people. The people in Europe don't know or afraid of coming here or traveling here because they don't know anything.
Hello. Can we invite you to come to our house?
Yes, maybe later, but yeah.
And my husband likes so
okay.
Much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Bye-bye.
Mucho kiram.
Merci.
Khadafes. They, for tomorrow, they invited me. So I guess I will visit them tomorrow because that's why I'm in Iran, to meet people, to get in contact with people, to see how people live and how they create their life. And it's always different to see people outside in the park and meet them in the public, or to meet them at home and see how they create their own house, their own flat, their own living space.
Here on the bazaar, you can really feel that all these things, there was someone who made all these things, and that there was someone who made all these things with his hands. Yeah, so another nice thing on the bazaars is that you can find all different kinds of exotic herbs, and you can see they're all packaged by hand, and you can buy as much as you want for a little price.
Okay, hi.
Hey.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Dario.
Dario, I'm Martin.
Martin, nice. And where do you come from?
We're from Sweden.
From Sweden, nice.
Yeah, so we're here. I think we're 12 from Sweden.
12 from Sweden. Nice. So you came by plane to Tehran?
Yes, yesterday.
Okay, nice. Why are you here in Iran?
We're going to attend my friend's wedding. My childhood
wedding?
Friend,
okay.
Yeah. So he's getting married to an Iranian girl.
Ah, okay, nice. Okay, so I wish you a nice time here.
Thank you. You too.
Yes. Okay, nice to meet you.
You too.
For anything?
Kaşık. Kuşmazı. Şili gusvent. برای آشه رشته، برای غذا. خوراک. کباب.
Very sour, yes.
برای کباب استفاده میشه. میزن رو کباب. چای.
It's for chai?
Chai.
Okay, okay. Mama, ممنون.
باب نداشت.
Yes.
مرسی ممنون.
مرسی. خداحافظ.
خداحافظ شما به سلامت و سلام.
So today I visited the bazaar in Tehran and yeah, it's always a nice experience here in the Middle East to see the bazaars, like the traditional building over the bazaar and all the small shops with different kind of things, all these fancy gifts to buy.
Well, today I experienced kind of random stuff around this tower. It's really high and I met some random people also in this nice place, and they are nomads from Azerbaijan. They are making their bread kind of Indian style, but it's more like Azerbaijan style.
Like Indian style. Like India.
Yeah,
very good.
اونجا نه اونجا نه بیشتر. می‌فرمش.
اتوکه.
نه اونجا
خیسه.
مریض.
اونجا
خیسه.
It's an amazing job. Why not?
Yeah.
It's lifestyle.
I'm not sure if I want to try it.
You don't have any experience.
But not this time.
She has 50 years experience in this world.
All right. Okay? I have 10 minutes.
She's an experienced woman. David, slowly please.
Okay.
Okay. Why you are hurry up?
I'm not hurry up. It's just my lifestyle.
Ne kadar koyuldu gitsin, ne gitsin ne
sen? Nasrin, ben kuşum sen daha.
Dur, dur, kim sen pe?
Ne lan çok konuş.
That's delicious, Mr. David. That's delicious, yes.
Yeah, it's like chapati. Like yes. Indian chapati.
That's a Nadi.
Hello.
Thank you.
Well, that was a nice day in this nice coffee shop. We started the very morning and we had enough time to, I had enough time to experience the atmosphere of just a regular place, regular coffee shop. I would say that it has much in common with what people are used to in other countries. It's just a place where people want not only just to eat or to drink, to have their breakfast, it's like a place for, I would say, socialization when they meet their friends, they have their business. I would say that it has much in common with what people are used to in other countries. It's just a place where people want not only just to eat or to drink, to have their breakfast, it's like a place for, I would say, socialization when they meet their friends, they have their business meetings and so on.
Have you ordered?
Actually, yeah, but I don't know what. So I just want to, you know, I just want to try something new, but I don't know what.
Oh.
I know some Iranian.
Some meals. Traditional.
Yeah,
food?
But I'm always up to something new.
Oh, it's very good. I hope you will like it.
Yeah, me too. That's a nice atmosphere here, and I would say it's pretty relaxed. And I sometimes have a feeling that people can stay here half of the day. They will keep ordering different sweets and drinks and just enjoy each other, enjoy spending time together. Oh, thank you. Yeah. What is it?
We call it Shiraz, but we usually serve it as a cold drink. But,
yeah. So it's like tea.
Yes.
Tea from Shiraz.
Yes. There's borage inside of it, and there's kind of distilled water. It's very fantastic.
Okay.
But before you try it, you should mix it.
Okay.
With the honey, you should mix it.
Okay, I will do it. Thanks.
And just tell me if you like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Can you please tell me and explain me how to make that delicious Shiraz drink?
Yes, sure. If I want to show you, I have to come back here. And
yeah, with pleasure. I would like to join you. By the way, what is your name? I'm Alexei. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Hamidin, can you tell me some more about these herbs? Because actually I'm pretty excited by the variety of the taste and of the smell.
For example, this they don't have
anything. Oh, I understand what you're talking about. Yeah, so
this
can
one is called
bring you back to life.
I don't know if you can read version.
A little bit, yeah.
This is golsa, and it is very good for noontime. The barge. It's a very healthy drink. I like it.
Especially with honey.
Very good. Yes, especially with honey. Honey or oxymol sometimes.
Here people are very nice, and especially like Hamid, who helped us with the herbs, was really very friendly and wanted to explain me everything that I wanted to know. I appreciate this, and that was a very positive experience for me with communication with people here.
Add honey to it.
Cool.
Gives you great.
Actually, you know, a good way how to choose the most delicious ice cream. If like different types of ice cream and you don't know which to choose, I always choose the one that is like almost no more left, because if people know that this is the most delicious one, they always take
yes,
this.
Yes.
So if I would have to choose and then these herbs, I would think that this is the most delicious one, because it's almost nothing left.
Everybody wants to drink this because it tastes great and it has a great smell also.
That's the real difference. It's really different from cafes worldwide here. Not only tea and coffee is served in the cafe, but a lot of herbal drinks.
Okay, it gives us a little bit of color, but it's not very
not
obvious.
Not very brown.
Yeah? And now...
So what, how much do we need? Just one half?
Yes, just one half.
Okay,
now you'll have to... Let's see if it changes. You see the colors changing?
Yes!
Yeah?
A lot of other jars with different dried flowers, blossoms, and they use it just as herbal tea. And of course they believe that it can help, people believe that it can help from certain diseases. I wish it helped.